Baltimore 68, Riots and Rebirth, the University of Baltimore, a driving tour. Following these driving instructions, you can learn more about how the historic civil disturbances of 40 years ago changed the face of Baltimore. The tour begins on Maryland Avenue near the university. Head south on Maryland Avenue. Turn right on Chase Street. Continue to drive straight onto Martin Luther King Boulevard. Number one, stay on Martin Luther King Boulevard for about a half mile. Then turn right on Pennsylvania Avenue, heading north. Rioting occurred from the 1200 to the 2000 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. Buildings were set ablaze in the 2700 block. This area was one of the hardest hit during the riots. Number two, proceed on Pennsylvania Avenue for about 1.1 miles and then turn left onto West North Avenue and look for the 700 to 2100 blocks. Fires were recorded at a surplus store in the 900 block of West North Avenue, along with three other buildings. Looting and fires occurred at various points along West North Avenue. Number three, from the 1800 block of West North Avenue, turn left onto Monroe Street. Travel south on Monroe Street approximately 1.1 miles, then turn right onto Edmondson Avenue, heading east toward the Edmondson Village Shopping Center. Look for the 1800 to 4500 blocks. Many clothing stores in the 2500 block were looted. A black-owned sandwich shop in the 3500 block was looted. There were reports of sniper fire in the 4000 block of Edmondson Avenue. The Edmondson Village Shopping Center, opened in 1947, was the first planned suburban shopping center in Baltimore. The large building in the center was a Hochschild Kahn. There was heavy looting of the shopping center, and at least three stores had windows broken. There was a Heck company across the street. Number four, just past the shopping center, make a U-turn at Swan Avenue and head west on Edmondson Avenue. Travel approximately 2.5 miles back to Monroe Street and turn right. You will now be heading south. Number five, travel about 0.4 miles to and make a left on to Baltimore Street. Cars were pelted by rocks at Monroe and Baltimore streets. Travel west on Baltimore Street, heading toward the 800 to 1400 blocks. Looting occurred from the 900 to the 1200 block, and numerous arrests were made. Number six, after traveling approximately 2.1 miles, go right on President Street, adjacent to the Reginald Lewis Museum. Number seven, travel about 0.2 miles and then turn left onto Pratt Street. Number eight, go about 0.2 miles and then turn left on Central Avenue. Number nine, go left on East Lombard Street, heading west toward the 1,000 to 1,100 blocks. There was at least one incident of gunfire from the former Flaghouse Court's housing project. Also, sniper fire was reported at Lombard and Lloyd Streets. Smelkinson's Dairy in the 1,000 block of East Lombard was set on fire. Fires also threatened the Jewish delicatessen district. Continue past Lloyd Street and the Jewish Museum on the right at the corner of Lloyd and Lombard Street. Number 10. Turn right on President Street. Number 11. Go about 0.2 miles and turn left on Fayette Street. Number 12. Travel only about a tenth of a mile, then turn right onto Gay Street, heading toward the 400 to 1400 blocks. This was one of the most heavily hit areas during the unrest. Some of these blocks simply no longer exist. The street used to go straight through, but due to some post-riot development, it is now a bifurcated route. There were numerous reports of incidents during the riots, disorderly mobs, looting, rock throwing, window smashing, fires. At one point, the city police sealed off the 400 to 600 blocks of Gay Street. In 1975, the Old Town Mall opened on Gay, and the street was closed off to vehicular traffic at this point. Number 13. Go about 0.4 miles and then bear right on Ensor Street. Number 14. Immediately turn right on Monument Street, looking for the 1700 to 2300 blocks. Many stores were looted along these blocks. Number 15. Travel about 1.2 miles, then turn left on North Milton Avenue. The 1400 block of North Milton was the site of an A&P food store, which was looted and burned, along with three other stores. Number 16. Go about 0.7 miles, then turn left on Federal Street. There was a major fire in the 1600 block of North Milton Avenue at Federal Street. Number 17. Go about 0.3 miles and then make a sharp right on Gay Street, heading toward the 400 to 1400 blocks. Violence and looting extended the entire length of Gay Street. Many merchants boarded up their stores and armed themselves with rifles. The disorder extended west to Guilford Avenue and north along Greenmount Avenue, then block by block along Gay to the vicinity of Clifton Park. The American Brewery was looted and burned. Today, the brewery complex is scheduled to become the home of a nonprofit organization after renovations. Number 18. Travel about 0.3 miles and go left on East North Avenue, past the Great Blacks and Wax Museum, which is on the left. Number 19. Then go right on Harford Road. You will be heading north. The courthouse on the right was a Sears department store complex in 1968. It had a massive three-story glass window that was shattered during the riots. Attempts were made to loot the store. Pay particular attention to the 2600 block, where damage was heavy. Number 20. Make a U-turn at the Alameda, heading south, back down Harford Road. Number 21. Go right on 25th Street. Number 22. Travel about 0.7 miles and then turn left on Greenmount Avenue, past St. Anne's Catholic Church. Look for the 1800 to 1900 and 2000 to 2200 blocks of this street. Dozens of stores were looted and set on fire. There was a fire at 21st and Greenmount Avenue. Number 23. Go right on East North Avenue. You will be heading east. Just past Charles Street, East North becomes West North Avenue. The McDonald's on the left at 15 West North Avenue opened in the wake of the riots. It is said to be the first black-owned franchise in the chain. Number 24. Go left on Park Avenue. Number 25. Go right on McMeekin Street, heading toward the Bolton Hill Shopping Center. According to published reports in the Baltimore Sun, the shopping center was ransacked. Number 26. Go left on Utah Street. Number 27. Go left on Lafayette Avenue. Number 28. Go right on Mount Royal Avenue. You are heading back to the beginning of the tour. This concludes your tour of the University of Baltimore, Baltimore 68, Riots and Rebirth. Thank you for taking the tour.